office building off Highway 273. The ghost of Big Steve has appeared with the Halloween edition of the Prison Pen Pal podcast. Joining us tonight is the author of Secret Tales of the Supernatural, Jason Kurtz, and from FCI Tallahassee, Cheyenne Smith. Now, here's your ghost. I mean, host, Big Steve.
It is Locked Up on Halloween, a special bonus episode of the PenPals.buzz Prison Pen Pal podcast. We want to celebrate the holiday in style by talking to some people and hearing about what their traditions are like while they're locked up. We've got Jason Kurtz joining us, who was on the show a few months ago. He's the author of a book called Secret Tales of the Supernatural, which you can find on Amazon. He'll give you some more details on that. But this guy knows everything spooky, everything supernatural, everything scary, and he's going to share some of his spookiness with us here on the show. I just want to talk a little about Halloween in prison. This was one of the most awesome time periods because I would always just sit on my bunk and watch TV or play poker. But throughout the year, it's like the same crap on TV, right? We just had like the basic cable, but it was always Roadhouse. It was always Forrest Gump. It was Madea Goes to Jail. You know, Springer would be on, some wrestling would be on, and the same crap every damn day. And then October would come, and you'd see the little icon on the bottom corner of AMC, and it would say 31 days of Halloween, right? And then it was like, yes, because it's not just a holiday. Now, this is like, for me, sitting on that bunk, this is like the whole damn month of October, it's going to be scary movies. I mean, and then I'm watching like all day long, right? They have the marathons. They have, and I love Child's Play. That was my favorite with the Chucky doll. And they have like 17 Child's Plays or whatever, and you can watch them all. I used to actually buy bags and bags of candy. It's probably like ill-advised for anybody out there, but I'd give candy out to the other guys on Halloween just because, you know, it was one of my favorite holidays. And I know it was hard to dress up. It was hard. You couldn't obviously go out to the Halloween parties. You know, you can't do a lot of things, but you still can have fun. And I'm hoping our guest today, Jason Kurtz, can share some of the fun things he does on Halloween. And also, we want to talk about his book a little more. But Jason, let's start by just telling us, like, what's your experience like locked up on Halloween night?
Well, it's ironic that you brought that up to hand out candy, because I do that too every year. And not, I don't see anybody else doing it, but I do it. I just love Halloween in general. So to me, I like trick-or-treating. I don't necessarily like to hand out candy per se, like at the house, but I like to go trick-or-treating. I'd still like to create my own adult trick-or-treating.
Oh, man.
It's not fun. It's not thrilling to hand out candy. But, you know, if I could find a place where adults could go trick-or-treating, or at least it's accepted that adults can dress up, why can't an adult dress up in a costume? We go to costume parties. Why can't it be trick-or-treating for adults at night or something in the neighborhood?
Somewhere
where, you know, people want to give candy to people that like dressing up. Maybe somebody stops by for a drink or something. You know, everybody dresses up. Just like one big party kind of a thing.
Man, you know, and they have the adult Halloween parties, and I used to think this is great, but I get to the house and it's like this freaky swingers party. And I was like, how did I end up here? I'm thinking I'm going to this adult Halloween thing. And then I see like a guy, you know, tied up in the back room, and I'm like, whoa, now I think I'm in the wrong party.
Wrong party, yeah. I like the ones I just want to be able to be accepted to hand out candy to an adult.
I just want
to be able to have candy. You know, you think about how awesome that is. You know, people say, well, you're an adult, you can buy your own candy, but do I really want to go out and buy $200 worth of candy so I can get it a variety that I could in my neighborhood? It's about getting outside and getting a little bit of exercise and seeing different decorations and breathing in the crisp, dry air and seeing an ambiance. And if you have fall leaves in Wisconsin like we do, you get to go out and see the wind blowing dried leaves across the lawn. And you get this feeling like the original Halloween movie filmed in California, but it looks like Midwest. And so you get that feeling of just... It's like embracing the Halloween time and everything it has to offer, and you get to see all the different decorations in people's houses and different candy, and see, you know what I mean? Like
that was just so much better back then, and that was, what, the late 70s. when that movie came out, but to be able to get outside, like you say, and walk, and you're kind of reliving that.
Halloween time, people need to get out, find an abandoned house, and go there and tell ghost stories and light bonfires and, you know, get into the spirit of burning rake leaves, you know, in your lawn or wherever it's legal, and just get outside and embrace nature. And, you know, all the phone things are great, but, like, you know, Halloween time should be a time where you experience the atmosphere and the ambiance of Halloween and what it's about. And if you got haunted houses to go to those.
Oh,
and
man.
Get, you know, just try to get yourself involved in as much as that, whether you want to or not, because after the Halloween is over, all you have is memories. And so what you want to do is create the best memories you can, whether you feel it or not, and then afterward you'll look back and reflect positively about that particular time in your life.
And so many memories I have from my childhood. I remember, you know, in the 80s, I don't know how old, I feel like we're around the same age, you and I. But I remember, like,
about the same age.
When I was a kid, it was like everybody was either Darth Vader or Dracula for years. And I remember when E.T. came out in the early 80s, my mom spent like weeks like sewing me this handmade E.T. costume, which was, I thought it was badass, man. And I mean, I was a little tall to be E.T., but I mean, it had the little red fingertip.
I did have a favorite one. I had a samurai outfit, and I had bought this sort of like a Dracula mask, but it wasn't a mask. It was like a nylon pullover sock kind of a thing, and it looked like a Dracula with blood coming out of his fangs. And I put that on top of the samurai, so I looked like a undead Dracula samurai warrior with a hat on and everything. That was probably my favorite.
But. Yeah, that's just so fun, man. And I won't talk about the time. I don't know why my office back in the day, we were working for like a big online marketing company, and we had like 20 or 30 employees. And one of the guys came up with this idea. We're going to do this Halloween costume contest at the office. You know, whoever was best dressed up, we get like $1,000, you know, reward or whatever for, you know, the prize. And so I'm like going all out, and this is like, I shouldn't probably admit this, but I'm like, I'm going to dress up as a real sexy woman. Right. So, I mean, and my wife, she's doing the makeup, she's doing the press on nails, which that was really hard because I couldn't type at work because those damn nails. I had a little short skirt on, which I really enjoyed that part. When you need to use the restroom and you have a skirt, it's just like super easy. So I did appreciate that. But the horrible part about this is I get to work and not a single damn person is dressed up. So here I am now, this like tranny walking into the office, right? I'm like, are you guys just effing with this? Like, is this even real? Am I the only one that fell for this shit or what? But so it was just me as a not so sexy woman. You know.
That sounds like an episode of The Office with Steve Carell. Do you remember that?
Right. Yeah. That's horrible. And I really, like, oh, it was horrible. And then I had to go to the bank, and the bank, I had to deposit some checks that day, and then I was in my costume, and they didn't believe I was the person with the ID, so they wouldn't deposit the checks, and I'm just like, never again, never again.
Nowadays, that's not that uncommon to see that.
Yeah, now they just think,
it'd be normal.
Yeah, do that on April 3rd, and it's no problem. You know, it doesn't have to be October. What about movies, man? You watch, you guys get, like, any of the... Nowadays, you get like the streaming and on tablets, you can watch a lot of different things. Are there Halloween movies you check out every year?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple new movies that I never used to watch growing up or didn't see before. There was a movie called The Houses October Built 1 and 2. That was pretty interesting. I got a chance to see a bunch of haunted houses, real haunted houses, like not real haunted houses, but like the real made up haunted houses. And they show footage of that, which I love those haunted houses that you go into. I love those. And you don't get to see any of that in prison. So that was a nice movie. Those two movies were good. You know, there's a movie called The Pumpkin Man. That's pretty good. You know, just maybe not the top most popular Halloween movies. Yeah. Candy Corn is another one.
Oh, I like that one. Once you're done listening to this today, and it's going to be nighttime here a little later, you got to go find some of these movies, man, because this is like, you know, the stuff they make now, they do a lot of remakes too of like the originals. But man, you got to watch some of these classics, man.
Yeah, I think the Halloween movies are a must during Halloween. I mean, those are like, that pretty much epitomizes what Halloween is, right? The first Halloween, the second Halloween. I even like the third Halloween, and Jason's not even in that one.
And I'm still singing that song in my head, like, 8 more days till Halloween.
Yeah, I got a bunch of candy. I got root beer barrels and butterscotch buttons and starbursts and things I'm going to hand out on Halloween. And I sometimes have dressed up, you know, I'll just put a sheet over my head, and that spirit alive, you know. In prison, a lot of people don't celebrate those things because it's a tough environment and your surroundings aren't too positive. But it's just in my blood to be able to have as much fun as I can and try to be as positive as I can. So for me, Halloween is the time to do that. And I put up decorations. I even have little tea-like candles flicker.
Man, I love it.
Those under my pictures on the wall. And I watch scary movies, and I just really get into the spirit, and I love everything out there. You know, everybody out there that can hear this, they're all very lucky to be able to carve a pumpkin bake pumpkin seeds, which I love doing, sitting around a bonfire, roasting marshmallows, talking about Halloween and ghost stories, going to haunted houses, going to costume parties, grilling out, being outside. You know, all those things you should take advantage of, because you just never know how long you're going to be able to have it and create those memories so that it brings joy to your life. Yeah. I think when you do these things, it just adds joy to your daily life when it's not a holiday, right?
Just remember that tonight and think about, hey, I need to just take a moment and just truly appreciate the freedom that I have right now to do these things, to participate in this holiday, to eat whatever candy I want, to not have to wait for commissary to deliver it. Just appreciate that freedom.
This is the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Interact with the Prison Pen Pal Podcast at penpals.buzz.
You know, it's Halloween, and what could be more scary than the guy that's experienced all these stories that scared the crap out of him, and he documented them in this book. You can learn more about Jason, by the way, at jasonkurtz.bio.link, LINK. You can also go to penpals.buzz/inmate/jason-kurtz, and there's a link to this spooky tales, secret tales of the supernatural. It's gonna leave you 100% totally scared. Dude, it's so good to have you back on Halloween, man. Happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy Halloween to you and everybody else out there, too.
I was reading an excerpt from your book here. You actually have a chapter 20. It's called Halloween Night, which is like, how perfect. I just want to read a little bit of this, and then I want to ask you a little about this. It says, if you've never spent a Halloween just binge-watching horror shows, I highly recommend it. Plus, it's much safer than perusing the streets on a cold, spooky Halloween night. So I sat and watched horror after horror show and relit candles and admired my Halloween decor and kept tabs on my pumpkin. Then as darkness grew, my surroundings got scarier and the candles flickering, they began dancing off my walls. The TV shows got more sinister. Then at about 6 p.m., I decided to get up and get some food out of my kitchen. And when I glanced over to my left to admire my pumpkin's ambiance, my pumpkin, not 6 feet from me, had completely turned back 180 degrees with the jack-o'-lantern facing directly at me instead of away from me.
I had a complete haunting in my house on Halloween 2003. And I tell you what, there were things that were going on in my house that I definitely was being harassed by a poltergeist or an evil, unclean spirit. And there were things that I wrote about in my book that happened that you didn't mention. There was several things going on in the house for this pumpkin. I put it in one direction. It had a face. And then like 4 hours later, I looked down and it's facing me, toward me. And then I'm watching a TV show, and the person on the TV said that the devil knocks 3 times. And right after they said that, I heard 3 loud knocks coming from my bathroom. And I knew right then and there that there was something, that there was a poltergeist in the house. This pumpkin kept facing me and then turning around, and it just kept moving around and stuff, and I knew something was up. This was like for real, like seriously, like a haunting in the house. And so it was so bad that the next day I took oil and I prayed over it and I blessed the house. And then right after I blessed the house, I turned my heat off. And as soon as I opened the windows and blessed the house, within 5 minutes, the house heated up to 95 degrees with the heat off. And it was previously 70. So I don't know how that happened. There was some things that were going on in that house. Maybe I had an unclean spirit within me. I prayed and blessed myself and I passed it out in the name of Jesus. And that was it.
Most of us have watched Poltergeist in these movies, and you see the chair, sliding across the room, but this is just a movie. It scares you a little, but you're like, yeah, it's not real. They were on a set filming this. And you see the priest that comes and blesses the house. But I mean, you got 23 chapters in this book, and that's just like one instance of something. You got like story after story of real supernatural, scary events that happened to you. And before, I want to ask a little more about the book, but you mentioned blessing the house. I mean, I watch these movies, and I know movies, like I said, they're not real, but you always bring the priest in, right? So how are you able to bless the house?
I was watching a ministry program called Good Shepherd's Chapel, and it comes on every day at like 5 a.m. where I was in Milwaukee. And he was talking about the Bible, and he was talking about cleansing a house of evil spirits. And he said that you don't need to have the entire cast of the exorcist to come to your house
right.
to clean it. Really, the power comes from Jesus Christ, if that's your belief.
Okay.
And if you watch these other ghost hunter shows, a lot of ghost hunter shows will tell you that whatever belief the person has in their house, they can cast out their spirits themselves if the spirits aren't wanted.
I was out shopping one day with my wife, and she bought some sage. And she told me she's going to sage the house. And I guess she learned this from like ghost hunters. She watched all that stuff. And I never really believed in that. But then she brought sage into the house. And I didn't know, like, is that part of the process? Or is that maybe for somebody with a different belief system?
I have a book in my other book, Secrets to Wisdom, which you can find through Amazon. I have a book in there that talks about the magic of believing.
Okay.
By a guy named Bristol. So the thing is, it's what we believe in will work for us if we believe it 100%. That's what faith is. It's believing in something that you can't see, but you just have 100% faith in it. So really what you believe will work for you.
Okay, okay.
And that's how I've seen it. Now, you might want to use sage. Somebody else might want to use a shaman.
That makes a lot of sense. For those that weren't lucky enough to hear our last interview about your books, just give everybody just what is the Secret Tales of the Supernatural, a little rundown about that and where they can find it and purchase this.
Secret Tales of the Supernatural. Let me just describe to the listeners how this came about. I didn't just come up with this off the cuff. I was reading a book called Haunting Wisconsin, and in it talked about a house that was haunted in Milwaukee. Now, when I read it, it all of a sudden triggered a memory of the house that they're talking about. I was in it. My friend lived there. One of the scariest things that I had happened was when I went over there, he was telling me about this guy, Major Hobart, which you can actually Google online. He had hung himself off of a chandelier in the middle of the house years ago, and he was describing to me all these things that he was hearing and seeing in the house. And at the time, which was like 20, 30, 25 years ago, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was kind of scary, and I didn't think much of it until years later when I read about it in a book, and I realized that I had other experiences that I could write about myself. So then I started to think about all of my own experiences of people that were haunted, friends that were haunted, different experiences, thrill seeking that we did when we would, and I'm sure everybody's done this, but you go to an abandoned house and you walk around with a flashlight and you listen and hear noises and You know, we went to an abandoned insane asylum, which years ago they used to call them insane asylums. And we went into one, and we started to go down into the basement. And then all of a sudden we heard a loud noise. It was pitch black. There was water on the ground. And it was like nobody in the place, but it sounded like there was someone down there or something down there. Had a lot of stories. Why don't I write them all down, put them in a book, and then people can read them, and then they can experience, like, everybody's got some experience, I think. Most people probably have a experience, yeah. And I just happen to have a bunch, and I just have a good memory, and I wrote them all down.
Give everybody the rundown again, how to get the Secret Tales of the Supernatural, and anything else you'd like to share before we're rudely disconnected by that 1 minute remaining, lady.
Sure. You can Google Jason E. Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z, and you can also find me on YouTube at Jason Kurtz Fitness and Wisdom on YouTube. That's a channel. And if you want to subscribe, you can subscribe to that. There's 9 videos and another podcast video, Jason Kurtz Podcast.
1 minute remaining.
I also have 3 other books you can purchase, Secrets to Wealth and Wisdom, Secrets to Wealth and Secrets to Wisdom. And you can find those on my bio link and through my YouTube channel. And other than that, Secret Tales of the Supernatural, all my books are found on Amazon. And you can Google me or check on Amazon, Jason E. Kurtz.
And I can honestly say, Jason, I have all of the books you've published. And that's thanks to you, because you've sent them all to me. So I appreciate that. And now my job is to actually read them. You told me, yeah, you probably don't even read.
Yes, sir.
So I got to read the books, but I appreciate, I've got them, man, and they're next on my list, I promise. Happy Halloween, my friend.
Happy Halloween.
JasonKurtz.bio.link. His name's spelled K-U-R-T-Z. JasonKurtz.bio.link. That'll get you all the info you need to get the Secret Tales of the Supernatural here on Halloween night at penpals.buzz. I just want to hear more about people's traditions when they're locked up, when they're in jail or prison. What happens, what doesn't happen on Halloween? That's 888, the number 2, PenPal, 888-273-6725. And look, it looks like, what is it, line 6, Daisy? Line 6, we have Cheyenne Smith in Tallahassee, Florida. You're on with Big Steve.
So, we haven't been able to dress up, but we do throw, like, little parties. We do, like, pizza and little candies and stuff. We do cakes. We make little Halloween cakes and decorations.
That is cool. Do you get, like, orange? Can you get, like, orange frosting or orange coloring somehow to make it look Halloween-y?
So with the cakes and stuff, we use the Skittles mixed drinks to make the different colors. Like, they have purple and green and orange and stuff like that.
Oh, like, is that like the powdered drink mix?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then, like, there's some people that know how to make Laffy Taffy and stuff, which is really good.
And then, like, do people go, like, cell to cell trick-or-treating or anything crazy like that? Or is it just, like, you get together with your friends?
We get together, like, a big old group and stuff and do it.
I'm thinking, like, an inmate with a pillowcase walking around, you know, with candy. But they can't. You probably get
that's
busted.
That's a good idea.
You get busted doing that. What about, like?
Yeah. Get busted with traffic and trading.
Yeah, exactly. What movies, like, do you have a favorite movie that you watch around this time of year?
I like Hocus Pocus, and I like anything scary on the AMC channel.
Yeah, they do, like, that whole month of Halloween, 31 days, right, on AMC.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. And
as far as, like, candy, are you, like, a chocolate girl? Or you like you prefer, like, the Laffy Taffy stuff?
I like the sour candy.
My wife does too, man. I can't stand it. She buys these sour things, and it's like, man, I just, like, taste a little bit of that sugar, and my eyeball starts to twitch, and so I can't do it, man. I'm a wuss. I just go for the chocolate. Can we give out your info here in case anybody wants to write you or get to know you?
Sure. My name is Cheyenne Smith, and I'm here at the FCI Tallahassee in Tallahassee, Florida.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, and happy Halloween, okay? Tell all the girls we said hello at penpals.buzz.
Happy Halloween.
Somebody else calling on line 2. People are actually listening on Halloween. I love it. Finally, someone's listening. Hi, it's the penpals.buzz prison pen pal podcast. What's your name and where are you calling from tonight?
My name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, last name W-I-C-K-H-A-M, in Virginia, but I'm at FCI Tallahassee.
Happy Halloween, first of all. I mean, we're trying to celebrate this, celebrating this today. And what do you do there to celebrate? Are you in like a Halloween mood?
I mean, it's not really like that here. Really bad.
No.
But if I did have an opportunity, I would dress up at home. I have decorations on my locker.
Okay. But you're not passing candy out or nothing like that?
No, our commissary never has everything.
Man.
Like, we literally didn't have any commissary, so there was nothing for us to get last week. That's what they always do here. This is the most horrible prison.
Oh, my God. What do they tell you? I mean, that reminds me, like, when I was a kid and I'd be going trick-or-treating and I'd be so excited, I'm going to get some candy. And then I get up to the house and the bastard in the house has no candy, right? And he's like, go away. That's sort of like not getting your commissary,
yeah.
Right? They're kind of like, they screw you. I mean, you're already kind of screwed in that position. And then what do they tell you? Oh, sorry, the truck didn't come in. They have some excuse like, oh, it was snowing.
Yeah, the government shut down.
Oh, the government shut down, yeah. So you can't eat?
Exactly.
So what about, like, what do you do? I mean, are you, like, all sitting around? Is there a TV, like, in a day room or something? Are you watching scary movies on your tablets?
Yeah, there's scary movies. We got 4 TVs in here. But it's like bunk beds. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like a big room of bunk beds. So there's not really a day room, I guess. Not what I thought it was going to be at all. Not that I wanted to come to prison, but everybody's like, federal prison is so much better, but it's not.
Dude, that's what we've heard. Like, we always heard like Martha Stewart, Club Fed, and that she had like a hot tub. And I think that was all BS.
Well, probably like Maxwell. I know that she has a stove and refrigerator and stuff in her room.
Oh,
and she's at camp now,
but
she was here, but for the rest of us, you know, poor folks, there's nothing, you know, money talks, you know what I mean?
We got to open up the government again, everybody. Man, they don't understand screwing the poor inmates in Tallahassee out of their candy. I mean, it's screwed up.
Yeah.
Come on, Schumer.
Yeah, it is.
Come on, Schumer.
Yeah. Get it together.
Oh, Laura, man, I appreciate you calling. I hope you have a great... Or, you know, great's a bad, but I hope you have a okay Halloween at least.
Yeah, I hope so too. I think I did take some hair nets and make fishnet pantyhose out of them.
Oh, now we're talking. Yeah, that now. See, now all the guys just started listening finally. They're like, whoop.
I did make those, but I mean, it's so cold. Like, you know what I mean? I might wear them if it's not that cold.
I think you should. Do whatever you can, you know, get in the spirit. Because we're trying to make this Halloween like the best one ever. Everyone's going to be dressed. You know, people out here on the streets, they want to dress up like inmates. And I just saw a guy on Facebook looking for a jumpsuit. And I'm like, really? I don't think you really like they think that would be cool. But, you know, wait till you're actually there. And then you're like, F this.
Yeah, I definitely don't want a jumpsuit. And I'm probably never wearing brown again.
Right. How much longer? When are you getting out of there?
10 of 28, unless I could get less time.
Man, good luck. We'll be rooting for you.
Definitely went out of here, that's for sure. I promise I'll be good.
Laura, tell us your last name again and then how people can connect with you.
All right, it's Laura Elizabeth Wickham, W-I-C-K-H-A-M. And we have core links here at Tallahassee. So I guess really they can write me a letter and then I can add them. And then I can call them because that's really the only way. But
if you can send us a help at penpals.buzz is our address. Send us a request on core links.
Uh-huh.
And then people that hear you, they're going to email us and we can send you like their, then we can send you their email so that you can send them a request if that makes sense. That seems complicated.
Okay, yeah. I did add the email address too.
Okay.
So I think that you guys just have to accept it.
Okay. We'll take care of that tonight or, you know, as soon as we can. And then we'll, whatever we get, anyone that wants to talk to Laura, just email us here and we'll pass that on to you. Or you were about to give out the postal address as well. Go ahead.
FCI Tallahassee, PO Box 5000, Tallahassee, Florida, 32314.
And what's your long 8-digit number so they can include that?
9595509.
Wow, no wait. 9595 9595 9509.
This call is from a federal prison.
9595 9509.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's the best number ever.
Yeah. I thought I was being punked when I first got it.
9595 9509. Laura, Tallahassee.
9595 9509.
Thank you, and good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, you bet.
It's time for Steve to have some candy. But he'll be back soon, hopefully, with a much less frightening edition of the Prison Pen Pal Podcast.